The booming voice filled the barn up to the rafters. "What's it going to be, brothers? The next time soldiers come marching into your village, are you going to be like the snake who bites when he's stepped on? Or like the turtle who hides in its shell, praying that it won't be crushed underfoot?" The speaker paused. He knew that fear ruled these Galileans. Although no taller than his listeners, he stood straight, while they hunched down like dogs, waiting to be whipped. He stamped his foot, raising a cloud of chaff that glowed a dull gold by lantern light. "You all know me by reputation," he said. "I am Simon, the son of Judas of Galilee. What does that mean to you?"
"It means you're a killer," a voice called from the shadows.
The barn was dark, except for a single covered lantern. The Romans paid their informants well, and it was an execution offense for rebels to gather in secret.
"Killer?" Simon scoffed.
"I make righteous sacrifice."
"You murder priests," the same voice said.
Simon squinted to try and make him out more clearly in the dark. For every dozen men who dared to sneak off to a meeting, it was rare for one to join the rebel cause. This night's group, huddled in an abandoned granary on the outskirts of Nazareth, was no different. The zealot's tone grew harder.
"Murder is against God's law. We eliminate collaborators. Whoever collaborates with Rome is an enemy of the Jews. An enemy of the Jews is an enemy of God. Do you deny this?"
Nobody called out a reply this time. Simon despised their timidity, but he also needed them. They were remote villagers haunted by the specter of starvation. 4 out of 10 children died before there were 5. Families crashed out a bare living in the hills among twisted olive trees and parched wheat fields. It was the only existence they knew. The man who had called Simon a murderer wasn't Jesus, but Jesus was there. He stood next to his brother James, who was feverish to join the rebels. They had argued about attending all morning.
"Just come and listen," James had urged. "You don't have to do anything."
Jesus replied, "Going to their meetings is the same as doing something." Which was true as far as the Romans were concerned, but when James threatened to go without him, it was Jesus' duty as older brother to come along. The stone granary was cold at night. It smelled of straw and rats' nests.
Simon raised his hands in conciliation. "I know."